You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com on WCRS FM 98.3 and 102.1, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network and TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or KNE World Network, LLC.
TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. You're in touch with Diane Healthy for Life, and I am Diane Thomas Beasley, and this is Radio the Way It Should Be Heard. Well, if you got any questions tonight, why don't you call us? Call us at 1-877-932-9766. Welcome to Diane Healthy for Life, where we have fun, we discuss health, everything that happens in your life, and much, much more. You can follow me on Facebook at Diane Healthy for Life. Follow me every day, Diane Healthy for Life. Today in the studio, I've got three dynamite people, and they really are. I'm prejudiced because I love all of them. Anyway, I've got one of my childhood friends here, the one I love. I just had him on the show so I can see him. Satch Sullinger, the most winningest basketball coach. Thank you. We've got Juanita Carter, and this is a bad sister sitting here.
Glad to be here.
And the other bad sister, but y'all know her if you listen to Talktainment, it's Earth Jaro. Give a shout out.
Hey, world. How everybody doing out there? I hope everybody's thinking all right tonight.
Hey, we trying. You know, and we've done a lot of stuff on Facebook to let everybody know about this show. This show is about Black Lives Matter because, you know, you've been watching the news and TV and social media. We are really having a problem with the police brutality and lives. You know, I was going to start it off on one, but today I was watching the news all day, and I don't know if you've guys seen it. It's in Bridgeton, New Jersey, where the cops stopped this two black men, and it happened December 30th. And they came up because they said the guy did a roll stop at a stop sign. Well, everything was going, it was a white cop on the driver's side, and it was a black cop on the passenger side. And so, you know, the white cop was saying, this is what you did, give me your license, da-da-da. I don't even know what even happened after that, because then the black police officer said to the black guy sitting there, he called him by his name and told him, I'm gonna F you up, and he just started going off and told him, if you move, I'm going to shoot you. He just kept doing this. And the guy, you can hear him saying, bruh, I ain't doing nothing. You could see his hands up. So he, I don't know what happened, but he gets ready to get out of the car. Both of them just lit him up and killed him. So the tape was just released today. And it's a lot of questions. Because first of all, this young, well, he's 36 now, but when he was 13, he had shot at state troopers, and he went to jail for 13 years.
So he did his time.
Yes. So they said that they did, and I don't know, because, you know, they're saying there's a lot of lies with this now, and it's a lot of cover-up. So they're saying that, well, the reason that this cop knew him, because they knew he had some bad drug dealings.
Okay.
So
what did that have to do with the current stop? Did he have drugs on him in the current stop?
No drugs. They asked the prosecutor, because the prosecutor said, well, the cop reached over and took the gun out of the car. But now they're saying there is no gun. Nobody knows that there was a gun in the car. They've asked the prosecutors, and the prosecutors are like crickets.
Yeah, well, you know, no gun. We've heard that one before. No gun. And I thought he had a gun. Too many of those. You know, my problem is this. Here's my whole concern. The majority of our police officers, regardless of color, are there to serve the people and to do the right thing. The problem is when the system defends wrong,
yeah,
it takes all the police officers and throws them into the same negative bowl of soup.
Mm-hmm.
And so it puts a divide between us as a community, black community, and the police force.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we have an attitude when they stop us of, you know, I got my hands up. Richard Pryor said it years ago and said, if you didn't do anything wrong, why are your hands up? He said, because I don't want to accidentally get shot six times in the chest.
And that was Richard Pryor. Look how long ago that was.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, and it's still happening today.
That's incredible.
You know, I mean, and let's look at this. I mean, you know, we've got all these innocent until you're proven guilty. Mm-hmm. All these black men that are unarmed,
yep.
that are dead,
yep.
and but yet and still, when we look at the white serial killers that go into the mm-hmm. movie theaters and go into the schools mm-hmm. and things, they either apprehended or they kill themselves.
Right.
You understand what mm-hmm. I'm saying? I mean, they get to go to trial.
Yep.
You know, but
like that nutty one now. Like that nutty one from the
movies in Colorado.
How much money? 9,000 people for the jury pool. Did you see that? They got rid of, 700 or 800 already? Yep. Mm-hmm. 9,000 people they didn't call in.
Right. Well, you know, I mean, but you know, we have some legitimate concerns
yes.
that need to be addressed. And I think the first thing we have to do is we have to make the system quit defending wrong.
Right.
If it's wrong, it's wrong.
Right.
If it's a mm-hmm. duck, it quacks, it's a duck.
Yep.
You know, and you know, when we lie to the government, they call it a felony.
That's right.
But when mm-hmm. the government lies to us, they call it politics.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? There's a serious problem in our society, and it all starts with the system itself has to change.
And you know what? I'm going to piggyback on that, Satch, because I think police need to be educated a little bit further than they are. I think they need to go to college for 2 years and learn criminal justice. They also need to be evaluated psychologically because of the stress of their job at least every 3 months. And they should be drug screened.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
You know, but, you know, the officer that killed the 12-year-old boy
in
Cleveland was sent was rejected
mm-hmm.
from one police force because they said he had problems
yep.
and wasn't sensitive to the citizenry, but yet and still he gets hired in the major
police
force mm-hmm. in the Northeast.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
When he's rejected mm-hmm. by a smaller police force.
So, right. so somebody didn't do their job. So who then do we hold accountable for hiring people that we know have a background that is not good to be a police officer, that has been labeled problematic before they got into another system? Who then is held accountable for that recruit that has now shot and killed a 12-year-old boy?
We citizens of the community who vote, who don't hold our elected officials accountable.
And I say, you mm-hmm. know, if he went through a screening process and he passed a couple of folks, whoever hired him, whoever gave that stamp of approval to say, yeah, he all right mentally and sound, physically can go out there and do a job, they need to lose their job as well.
But who did the background? Now, you know, if you get a job, I got to put down all the jobs that I worked at before, and they usually call and check.
You already know they call and check.
Well, we know they do. Yeah, we already know.
Especially if it's us, they done called check 3-4 times.
Yeah, they'd have called everybody, your mamas and everybody else to find out.
Another thing, you know, I think that we have to get the language correct. Mm-hmm. It's not the police that we have a problem with.
It's a system
mm-hmm. as well as racist people hiding behind the badge.
Yep.
Because like Mr. Sellinger said, normal and most of the policemen are there to protect and serve, and that is their job description, to protect and serve, and most of them do that, mm-hmm. you know? But when you have a racist who hides behind the badge of the police officer and to perpetrate his crime,